You submit, we play it, rinse and repeat.
Hello, hello. Sorry for being testy just then. I just feel like I had to do all these things at once. You're sick? I'm hungover. It's going to be a great show. Can I tell you what I did yesterday?
I'm going to throw up first. Now go ahead. Tell me what you
did. Why can't I hear you? Oh, and I'm being a total bad DJ right now.
I was noticing that you're not hearing me.
Keep talking, please.
All right. Let's use this one.
There you are. Okay. That must be mic too.
Yeah.
All right. So yesterday I was at this. That's too loud.
The people didn't hear me at all. That's really unfortunate.
Okay. Well,
I'm sick.
And I'm hungover, so it's going to be a great show.
It wasn't funny the first time.
Yeah. And no, but this time it's felt funny.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I was at this bar yesterday downtown called La Costeña. It's a total Mexican dive bar.
Uh-huh.
And this mariachi band comes in, and they ask me if I want to hear a song, and I know they're going to ask me to pay for the song.
Sure.
So great. So I request one of my most favorite songs. It's called La Malagueña, and they totally performed it. It was awesome. And they go, hey, you want to hear another song? I'm like, all right. They ended up doing three songs, and they said, oh, it's $10 a song. I'm like,
what?
Fuck you.
What?
Normally, that is not the price of the songs. Normally, it's like $2 or $3. I asked to go, that just seems weird.
Mark, who?
$10 a song? That seems expensive. I mean, I'm not a mariachi
expert.
That
does seem expensive, but who are these people in the studio? They're just kind of staring at me. It's kind of looking at me.
We were going to introduce them at a proper time, but let's do that.
Right.
We can do that now. We have Graeme Ramsey and Jessica. She only has one name. She's kind of like Cher or Madonna or, I don't know if you know Benji the dog. Remember Benji the dog? Yeah, so she doesn't have a last name. They're actually visiting us from Scotland. Are you?
Well, no, Jessica is for 1 year only. Resident right here in Los Angeles, and she's...
Are you illegal or legal here? Because we... What? Wait, why don't we get her another mic? Oh, she doesn't want to talk.
She doesn't want to talk. She is...
But don't I hear an accent or something?
Yeah, she's from... What do you call them? Washingtonians. Washingtonians.
Nice. All right, well, welcome, you guys. The great thing about Graeme Ramsey is he's submitted a couple times. We played your song last week. And what is it? Scalp? Am I remembering that right?
That's the one.
God, I'm like your biggest fan. I need to get a life. Fuck. But also, the best thing of all is that, you know, you were a part of that whole Scottish invasion that happened in October of last year, where we were just inundated with Scottish bands.
And strange then, one, that. Strange.
Yeah, it was. And I can't remember who I talked to. I asked who kind of explained it to me. There's some website for the Scottish music scene, and I guess everyone just jumped on it. I can't remember what the website was. Some guy at a label or something told me.
I really don't know. I found you on MySpace, so.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I guess everyone's doing that.
And then you're from, I want to see if I can remember to pronounce this city right. Because I had to spell out phonetically for me. It's Glenrothes, right?
Oh, Glenrothes. You're pretty close there.
Pretty close, all right.
Good effort.
So so where's that?
Well, it's sort of a backwater halfway between Edinburgh and Dundee, which is on the east.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a new town. There's a bundle of new towns in Scotland that were just made.
Oh, so is it like suburbia or something?
Pretty much, yeah.
So you have a front lawn?
Well...
Gardeners?
No. Everything's kind of not so wealthy as that, really.
You know, so in Scotland, if you have a front lawn, that's a sign of wealth?
I guess in some areas. I have a modest front lawn.
Okay.
But, the new towns are just like these kind of crappy towns that they made...
Say that again, what?
The new towns, I think there's five. So Glenrothes is one of those. Because there was overcrowding in Glasgow and Edinburgh.
So I see.
They're sort of artificial little cultural vacuums. So not
Say that again, was that English, what?
Yeah, they're artificial cultural vacuums.
Oh, well, we know much about those. We're surrounded by them here. And
we create them.
Yeah, exactly. Los Angeles is basically one big, huge suburbia. It just happens to have...
Yeah, it's gigantic.
Yeah, it's
enormous, an occasional tall building, but
So, well, welcome so much. It's kind of cool that you're in. Now, why are you in town right now?
Well, I also play in a group called The Wedding Present.
The what?
The Wedding Present.
I'm sorry. English is not my first language.
The Wedding Present.
Got it. Thank you.
I'll do sign language for you, Mark, and then you can.
If only I could speak clearly. And
No, it's just to me, the Scottish accent, it's like you guys, to me, I don't mean to sound arrogant, it sounds like you guys are bending vowels, and we, I think, in American accent, we kind of stretch them out.
I think there's a national self-esteem problem as well.
I think we just got slammed, Mark.
Are you talking about us or are you talking about you?
No, about us.
Yeah, we're not insecure.
Everyone knows it.
We're going to bomb your ass.
We're not insecure. No. You don't think we're insecure, do you? Do you?
Do we seem insecure?
Do we seem insecure?
Well, you know, British people all speak lowly and I guess
they speak lowly of everyone.
No. I mean in a low manner.
Of themselves?
Right.
Their delivery is quiet.
And we bomb people. So, you know, everyone's got their thing.
And we're overly aggressive and loud, and we love to share our opinions really loudly.
Yes. All right. We do.
Yes. So, so you're in town with the wedding presents?
That's
or wedding,
right. Wedding present, singular.
Singular, thank you.
It's the cheap wedding present, right? Yeah. You're not going to give them
just one.
Is it a gravy boat? What is it?
A gravy boat? What is one of those?
It's a boat that sails on the sea and carries gravy. It's like a it's like a cup. It's like a big... You know, I think we're getting off topic. What did Mark ask you?
Yeah, what's...
Why are you in town, Graham?
Right. David, our head honcho in the group, mm-hmm. and his partner Jessica here, mm-hmm. are living in Los Angeles this year.
Awesome.
Very cool.
To write the next album. So we're over... Me and my Scottish bandmate, Chris, who's not here, we are doing some demos this fortnight.
Cool.
And then we're going to fly off home again. And maybe back next year for a tour and an album. So
fantastic! Mm-hmm. Thanks for stopping by. That's really awesome.
Oh,
and I know because you emailed me a while ago. You just want to come by and hang out. It's a dump.
I
welcome.
Show, so.
Yeah, just don't try to smell anything or you'll regret it. Basically.
But this is a music show, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, this is some of that.
Yeah, let's not turn this into the Graham Ramsey show. Even though I'm sure it'd be quite interesting, but we should probably get to music. We're gonna have you start, John, and. There's two songs that this band recommended, and they're on two different CDs.
Ooh, tricky.
And I put them in the CD player, but I don't know which one's which now. So
it's going to be Song Lottery, so that's going to be interesting. Something new here for Here Here.
What's the name of the band?
The name of the band is Airbag Killax.
No, Killax.
Killax.
And this is actually submitted from Italy, right?
From Verona, Italy.
Nice.
Yes. Fair Verona.
All right. And what were the two songs they wanted us to play?
The recommended tracks are Auto Shut Off and Self Dysfunction.
You know, I think I might have totally fucked up.
And, I should probably mention that I'm John Daly, not John Hirschfield. John Hirschfield is still on a wonderful trip in Europe. Lucky devil.
Okay, what are the songs again?
And it's Auto Shut Off and Self Dysfunction.
Okay, got it.
So I'm John Daly, typically heard on Standing Room Only here on Kill Radio, Fridays, 8 to 9 p.m.,
Great. Thank you so much, John. We got to go to music.
Let's do it. That's what I was just about to set up.
This is Airbag Killax out of Verona, Italy. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/airbagkillax. That's AirbagKillax. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org. Thank you. So I have two guests. I have guest Graham and guest John. What do you guys think of that? That was Airbag Killex out of Verona, Italy.
I thought it was superb.
Oh, that was pretty awesome. Yeah. I have to admit, I said this to you guys, I'll say it over there too. When I saw it was from Italy, I went, oh no. I just thought it was going to be some cute pop music or something. And that was really good. I want to hear the other songs and see why they picked out those two.
Yeah, yeah.
How they compare. So again, that... what's their MySpace page, John? I think I wrote on the envelope. Or is it on there?
Oh, it's right here. It's myspace.com/airbagkillex. K-I-L-L-E-X. Mm-hmm. And those two songs were Auto Shut Off first, and Self Dysfunction was the second song. I liked them both. I think I liked the second one as much as I liked the first one.
What a dumb thing
so,
to say.
You know, I was going to say I liked it more, but then I didn't want to, you know, judge their
I was just... so surprised. I'm gonna make
I liked
sure
them
put
both.
CDs
I liked them
back
both.
In the right thing. So again, that's Airbag Killex. They're out of Verona, Italy, and I'm probably going to play some more of them stuff in the shows ahead. So thank you so much.
So send us more stuff.
Please. So we have a benefit for KillRadar.org happening this Sunday.
Exciting.
And we just realized it's Father's Day.
Yeah.
So
bring your father.
Yeah, please, bring your dad. It's at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. We have four bands, all who've... Did you hear that? I totally just burped into the mic.
You know, it almost went by as just a studio noise until you
Yeah, I know,
it out.
Especially the creaky chairs and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so it's four awesome groups and artists. We have Laura Weinbach, Dread Days, the Revolutionary Youth League, and Jeffrey Scott. It's happening at Las Os Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. They're in the Old Bank District part of downtown LA on 4th Street between Spring and Main. If you'd like more information, you can go to Here's MySpace page. It's myspace.com/here_here. That's HEAR_HERE. And once again, all of it is to benefit this nonprofit, non-commercial, wonderful experience that we're all having right now, aren't we? Isn't it? This is just amazing. Don't you just see the wonderment going by? This is just like a wonderful moment, isn't it?
There are magical, silvery sparkles in the air.
Oh, see? Wow. See, that's
I thought I was
you.
The only one who saw them. But yeah, I feel a lot better now.
Good. Well, at least there's no sirens going by when you said that, because that's usually what happens around here, being on this busy street. So let's go to music. I have two artists. This is a band called No Fixed Abode. They're actually from... They're from the Midlands. Where's that?
It's somewhere in the middle of England.
You know what? Fuck you, Graham. Fuck you. No, but I mean, they're just from Midlands, UK. Is that a city? Or is that a...
No, quite a large area. There's a...
Hence my fucking question, asshole.
Settle down. It was a... You know, there's Birmingham. You've heard of that, right?
Yes. I almost got my ass kicked from some guys from Birmingham.
Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverhampton.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Nottingham, yeah.
So it's out there somewheres.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. It's all around there.
But that's why I thought it was weird, because it just sounded like it was from a region. It wasn't being more specific.
The Middles, is that kind of a rural area, or is it like a city type area?
It's so big, it's got everything, really.
It's got everything. Excellent.
So let's go to them. This is a band called No Fixed Abode. This song called School Days. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/musicNFA. Standing for No Fixed Abode. That's music, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, A as in Apple. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. We'll be right back. Hello. All right.
But you're not going to shut me up easily. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
I may have a sore throat, but I really like I really enjoy the sound of my own voice, so.
Mm-hmm. So that was probably one of the longest songs we've ever played on KillRadio.org. That was National Sunday Law. We've played them before. They're actually based here in Los Angeles. Not only is the song length long, but the title is long, too. The name of that track was We Dragged Our Tusks for Miles and Miles Before the Plains Devoured Them. Well, thank you so much, National Sunday Law. I actually met them at the Scene in Glendale when I was there to see Elton 11, who we've also played a lot on this show. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/National Sunday Law. And then again before that was No Fixed Abode. They're kind of in the Midlands region of the UK. I guess they don't really want us to know. Their MySpace page.
That was smart. That was a good move on their part.
What?
Not letting us know exactly where they live. They know our reputation.
Because now we're going to go over there.
That's right.
So their MySpace page is myspace.com/musicNFA. So, Graham, let's just put you on the spot again.
Okay.
Share with us some observations so far of Southern California. And I say that because the dumb person would say, share us your observations of the United States. But Southern California is so different from everywhere else. As you know, you're from Washington, right? Or you're up there, Jessica. Jessica's nodding, doesn't talk.
Uh-huh.
What I like, she has one name and she's a mute.
Yes.
Which is always...
It was very difficult to microphone her nods. It's getting very, very tough.
And I know most straight guys want that in a woman. They just want her to be mute, and they just want her to nod.
Time to speak, Jessica.
Now's your chance to tell me to fuck off.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Anyway, so any observations so far about Los Angeles or Southern California?
Well, I haven't seen too much. You know, I've been in the West Hollywood, kind of Hollywood area. Mm-hmm. And
what do you think of Hollywood?
Well, so far... Well, we've been rehearsing at this place, the Swing House.
Where's that?
Where is it, Jessica? West Hollywood, is it? Yeah, Willoughby in Formosa.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And there was an audition on there the other day.
There's what?
An audition.
Audition? Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was just a...
Sorry.
Mark needs a translator.
Sorry, man.
I'm like having to look at your mouth as you talk.
I'm trying not to hide it behind this mic. So it was for a girl group, for a major label. Huh? And
ghetto group, you said?
No, a girl.
Oh, girl group. Sorry,
girl group.
I'll just nod.
Girl.
I'll do my Jessica impersonation. Uh huh. Uh huh.
Girl. So yeah, it was really super lame. So these people were, I don't know. You know, good luck to them. That's what they want to do. But
that's it.
It seemed a little sad. Mm. So there was just everywhere you walk, kind of. I mean, there's loads of great stuff. Also, there are some people that just really want to be seen for absolutely any reason.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And these are the people that were
Los
told...
Los Angeles is full of those.
Yeah. These are the people that were told they were good in the school play, and so they come out here to make it. You
Their
know?
Moms told them they had a good voice.
But the crazy thing is, there's just as many not those people that live here, you know, but the reputation of L.A. is that it's a whole bunch of starlets and people like that walking around.
People like Mark and I, basically, starlets. walking around.
I don't know what I'm a starlet for. God. Any other observations?
A lot of advertising.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I want to know stuff. How you feel about the actual Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood kind of, because I've always imagined, you know, growing up in California, you know, you kind of know what to expect in Hollywood. But I've always imagined people who come to visit Los Angeles and go to Hollywood, and they're like, "What the hell is this? Like, what is going on here?"
Yeah, well, I haven't seen too much. It's only been a few days, and. We walked up Hollywood Boulevard one day.
Uh-huh.
And
actually, Hollywood Boulevard now is cool. 10 years ago, it was...
It was a cesspool.
Oh, well, actually, not 10 years ago, for like 40 years. It was just like a pit.
Although it still kind of smells like a cesspool, but they scrubbed up the buildings
but
and built some new ones.
No one would ever go to Hollywood.
Yeah, that's
now,
what I'm
And now like, people why go. Bother? That's what's so funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you're singing at a good time. It's changing a lot.
Yeah.
Did you go anywhere there?
Did we?
Hollywood Max Museum?
No,
that's
no, not,
a big dump.
Not that kind of stuff yet.
Ripley's Believe It or Not, don't go. And what's the other one?
Just don't believe it.
The Guinness Book of World Records Museum, that is totally lame.
Yeah.
It sounds it, actually.
The only thing cool at the Guinness Book of World Records Museum is they have actual video footage of the tallest man, who was like tall during the 20s. They have newsreel footage of him.
All right.
And you see, he was young when he was popular, and he died, and he was like only 20. But in the footage, you see him in New York. It kind of reminds me of the movie Zelig. Have you ever seen that movie Zelig by Woody Allen?
Right.
It's that kind of evocative. That it was the kind of moving around, the awkwardness and stuff. I'd only recommend going to see for that. But you don't know who I'm talking about.
No, it sounds Touching in a way.
How about
touching?
The Scientologist Center. Did you stop by the Scientologist Center?
I've seen a couple of those places. And I guess I don't want to be... it'd be kind of bigoted to say that, oh, that was a load of crap, wouldn't it? So I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, they'll go after you. Have you been to Amoeba Records
yet?
I
say that all the time.
Oh, yeah. Actually, a friend of ours works there. And
you went there?
We spent a while in there. It was amazing. God. I've never seen anything
huge,
like that before.
It's so great.
Two stories, yeah.
Yeah, it's so
unbelievable.
Great. Yeah, it's so... And what's great, it's such a great place to people watch because it's total L.A. You'll see your high school principal next to some... You know, fucking hardcore punker next to
famous people, non-famous people.
It's great. It's so fun.
Yeah, it was.
And what I like about them is they're really into music. Tower Records, when I was kind of getting into music and stuff, they used to be really into music. Whenever you walked in Tower Records here, they were knowledgeable. And now they're not even in business
after
anymore.
After the loss of Tower Records, yeah. Well, but they're into everything that they have there. I mean, they're into film there too, you know.
It's fetish.
But this is not a commercial for Amoeba Records. This is a music playing show.
Yeah, so let's go to music. This is an artist by the name of William C. Harrington.
Yes.
What's his MySpace page, or did I write that down?
It's William Harrington, William C. Harrington, and it's WILLIAMCHARRINGTON.
Yeah.
MySpace.com.
Yep.
Check it out.
And he's actually based here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hear a track of his. It doesn't look like he recommended any song.
No, we're going to do 1 and 2, actually.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do some 1 and 2 here. And he's actually originally from Yonkers, New York, and he lives here in Los Angeles with us now. So.
Okay, great. What's the name of this track, John?
The first track we're going to hear is Side, S-Y-D, and the next track we're going to hear is Ventura New Music Authority.
You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org, where we have... Graham Ramsey, Jessica, and John Daly, and me, barely here. All of us on this beautiful Monday.
Thank you.
Alright.
So the name of that album was actually Nuclear Menace. That was William C. Harrington. William C. Harrington at myspace.com.
Oh, yeah, I just like the direction today's show is going. It's like total stoner nation, man.
Yeah, I'm
awesome.
I'm relaxed. I have some inner peace now. I'm ready to go downstairs and eat a hot dog. Let's go.
Yeah, screw 420. It's 2:53. That's the new hour.
Right, yeah. 2:53 is the new 420.
Yeah. And he's based here in LA, right?
Yes, he is based here in LA. He was originally from New York.
Mm.
Now he's here in LA.
Cool.
All
right.
New York.
Great. So anything you want to say, Jessica? Come on, now's your chance. Come on, Jessica.
Do you want to be a star, a radio star?
Are you a groupie?
She certainly is not a groupie.
No?
A co-tour manager and roadie and all around.
Oh, really?
What was the first one you said?
She's...
tour manager.
Tour manager. Okay, yeah.
Oh, so she's smart. Person. She sure is.
Really? Wow. It's not a bug. You put the mic in her face, she moves away like it's a bee.
She has like post-traumatic microphone syndrome.
I think
what's going on here.
Right.
She's the voice behind the curtain.
She's the puppet master.
Yeah, seriously.
She's pulling the strings, man.
The woman behind the curtain.
So let's go to music. This is an artist by the name of, or a group by the name of Big Nasty. They're out of Columbus, Ohio. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/BigNastyMuzak. And I like it that it's that spelling instead of music. So it's Big Nasty, M-U-Z-A-K.
I have to tell you, have you been...
Why do you interrupt me when I'm about to... You can't interrupt me when I'm about to start a band.
But I just did.
All right,
so apparently I can. No, that's all right. Go ahead.
It's time to play the music.
We'll talk about them after.
All right, yes. This song called Steady, you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Here, here, killradio.org. That was a band called Marla Turns Pale. Okay, John, guess where they're from.
I'm going to guess not here.
Okay, I need to be more specific. And you can't say Midlands, UK, Graham.
You know, Graham took mine, and he didn't even say anything. Midlands,
okay, so
UK.
Pick. Anywhere. Guess.
New York. New York.
No.
San Francisco.
Okay.
Midlands, UK.
No.
Scotland.
No. Munster, Germany.
Wow.
As in, I know, we all know him from the cheese, right?
Munster
cheese, right?
All right, okay.
Do they have cheese in Scotland?
Yeah, we have the
cheese.
Did you
get out much? There's probably a lot of cheese in Scotland, right?
Yeah, there's a fair bit.
He's got a cheese aficionado.
There's probably fucking better cheese there than here. Have you had American cheese before? Do you know what that is?
Is it kind of the plasticky slices?
Yeah,
It's poor man's cheddar.
Uh huh. That's amazing stuff.
Yeah. It's like totally like desexualized cheddar cheese.
It's like plastic. It is.
Or deflavorized even. Desexualized, yeah. Deflavorized, totally.
They also call that government cheese because we used to give that out for people who were on the dole. You would get like a chunk of cheese and some bread, and that
you
was
would.
It. If you were on the dole, that's what you'd get.
Are you talking from experience right now?
Yeah, the last time I was over at your house, that's what you had, bread, government cheese.
Okay, so anyway, real quick, Marla Turns Pale, they're from Munster, Germany. That's myspace.com/MarlaTurnsPale. That was a track called Phantom's Task. Before that, we heard Big Nasty out of Columbus, Ohio, myspace.com/BigNastyMuzak. Song was called Steady.
Yes.
Have you ever had Velveeta before?
Did you say Velveeta?
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid not.
That's worse than American cheese. That's sub-American cheese.
First of all, it's not cheese, technically. Although it comes in a block.
It's called a cheese food.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah, I love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And what's crazy, I don't think you have to refrigerate it, right?
Cheese-style food experience.
I don't think so, no. You can also spray it out of a can, which is not to say spray cheese. That's a whole different scenario.
You've never heard of...
Have you had spray cheese?
Tell me that exists.
Yes, it does. Okay, we're going to buy it.
It's Cheese Whiz. Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, Cheese Whiz.
You never had Cheese Whiz
before? The less known brands are just called spray cheese. There are several Cheese Whiz knockoffs.
They do not call spray cheese. That sounds nasty.
Yeah, they have spray cheese.
That
sounds
like something I did this morning because I was hungover.
Yeah. I think I caught spray cheese from that pool is a saying you'll hear often here in the U.S.
I was spray painting the toilet this morning, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. Look out for his spray cheese, is what the kids say.
God.
Just when you say what's good music.
No, I know. I was just going to say, every time John and I are on the show today, we usually talk about something super nasty.
Like that, gonococcal urethritis.
Yes. When did we talk about that? Last time?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh.
We hit all the major
John
STDs.
Hirschfield and I never talk about nasty shit.
That's
But John Daly, the first show we talked about, the first time he subbed, we talked about urine. For a long time.
Mayan and urine.
What?
Just continue.
Okay, great.
Pretend like that pun did not happen.
All right.
Yeah, I spoiled it.
I think we're ready to go to music. Where are we going to, John?
We're going to do some Rick Vida, I believe, next.
Okay.
Rick Vida Loves You is the name of the album. We're going to do song one, which is called Now.
Mm-hmm. Where is he from? What's his MySpace page?
He is from Los Angeles, California, here in the great United States of America. And his MySpace page is myspace.com, of course, /RickVeda. RICVEDA. RICVEDA.
Great. And then after that, we're going to hear Graham Ramsey. He brought in a CD for us to play. And
I'm very
excited. Should we play track three? No.
Yeah, let's do No.
Want to do No?
Yes, please. Play No.
Yes, play No. Wait, I'm confused. What? No. What? Okay, we'll do that. All right, this is, but first we're going to start off with Rick Vida. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. Do you want a big one? Well, thank you, Graham.
I wanted a big one, actually.
That was the track No. And this is on your little self-published EP, right?
Yeah, but I don't normally bother with CDs. I just have my little online stuff, you know. And so I guess I made them especially for you. Limited edition.
Nice, thank you. You like the crunchy, over-modulated, fuzzy sound, don't you?
Yeah, distortion's so amazing because you just find those sorts of things that aren't really there.
And you seem to like to push the envelope.
Exactly. I try.
Cool. Cool. Well, thank you so much. There's two other songs. The first one you submitted to us was Gaudi Motor. I remember that one from a while ago when you submitted that, right?
Yeah.
And then Scalp we played just last week. Anything else you want to tell us about? What are you doing next after this?
Well, I'm here with a wedding present in Los Angeles, so we have some little recording things to do.
Cool. Are you going to go to Disneyland today?
Not likely, no.
Are you going to go while you're here?
No,
it's the happiest place on earth.
I'm not really a Disney guy.
And if you have to say it's the happiest place on earth, then it must be, right?
Yeah, definitely.
If you're gonna actually admit it, so I haven't been to Disney in a long time.
It's usually the hottest place on earth too. It's pretty warm out there. The mouse likes it hot.
Jessica, you've been there, right? Oh no,
she's got the year pass.
No way.
She calls herself European. She has a year pass. She's been indoctrinated. One of us. Google gobble. Google. Do you know what that's from?
No.
No one knows where that's from?
Yeah, yeah.
What movie is that from?
I can't remember.
You're
One of Us,
Freaks?
One of Us. Oh, right. Freaks, yes. Todd Browning.
Yeah. You ever see that movie? It was Todd Browning was the director of the original Dracula. And then the movie he did after that was a show called Freaks. It was about circus. It was about a circus.
Circus sideshow
and
people.
A number of the people who were portraying the freaks were actual people that at that day and time were actual freaks. Mm-hmm. I mean, a guy with no arms and no legs and kind of was a worm.
Yeah.
And
worm dude.
These weird kind of... Anyway, it sounds judgmental, but what's crazy about the movie is it is almost just as much a documentary in an odd way as it is a feature
a
film.
A piece of fiction, yeah.
And the ending is awesome. It ends so dark and freaky. And yeah. It's just
the whole
the
movie's
ending,
freaky. It'll creep you out to watch.
Sounds worth a look.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us today and submitting on the spot.
It's been a great pleasure.
Fantastic.
But I feel like we're getting behind here, so I'm going to just go to music again. This is an artist by the group by the name of Jerry and the Suits. They're out of Detroit. Their MySpace page is real easy. It's myspace.com/Jerry and the Suits. This is a song called Automatic Ejection. You are listening to killradio.org. This is a show called Hear Hear. You submit, we play it. If you want to find out more information about submitting to Kill Radio, to this show Hear Hear, you can go to our MySpace page. It's myspace.com/hear_hear. HEAR_HERE. Here's Jerry in the Suits. That is, that sounds really loud. Sorry about that, everybody. That was an artist by the name of Sofia Talvik. She's from Stockholm, Sweden. She sent us her whole album. She sent us a big, huge zip file. It took a while for me to download it, because even if it's a zip file, it still is a big, huge amount of information, especially when it was probably being streamed somewhere from a server in Sweden somewhere. So, but she sent me her whole album, and a lot of it's really good, so we'll be playing more of it in the weeks ahead. That track was called Running Out of You. Her MySpace page is myspace.com/Sofia Talvik. And then before that, we heard Jerry and the Suits, a song called Automatic Ejection. They're out of Detroit, Michigan, and their MySpace page is myspace.com/Jerry and the Suits. So we're back. So you got here last, you've been here, what, 3 days now?
Wednesday to now is through.
So you've almost been here a week.
5 days, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you've almost been here a week. That's cool. And but mostly you're here, it's almost like it's kind of a working vacation.
Yeah.
So you haven't had a chance to be a total tourist or anything.
Not really, no. There was the Dodgers game. Which
right.
Was That's really exciting spectacle.
You saw an awesome game, too.
Yeah.
I just happened to catch it on TV. That was what we were talking before. That game was like the quintessential, like, why baseball's so awesome. Because it was like this come from behind, out of nowhere, surprise victory for the Dodgers and all that kind of thing. So
it was really exciting, yeah.
Yeah. And did you eat anything while you were there?
I ate an apple, which we brought with us, and some chips.
Apple.
Which we also brought.
Apple and chips?
An apple wasn't really in the spirit of a baseball stadium experience.
Yeah, you need to have a hot dog and beer and popcorn.
What are you?
Cotton candy.
What are you, a bear or
you
something?
Did have beer. Okay, that's good.
I didn't pick it off a tree.
On the way there, yeah, there's no apples growing there in Chavez Ravine.
Not in Echo Park, yeah.
No.
God.
No apples in the EP.
So did you eat any of the awesome, horrific food there?
No, I certainly got an eyeful of it, though.
Nachos. No nachos?
Yeah, the nachos.
You can't visit America and not have nachos.
Yeah, oddly. Isn't that kind of a funny statement when you think about it?
Right. You can visit Mexico easily and not have nachos.
And nachos, I think, is an American, it's actually an American conjured food, just like the burrito is,
concoction.
Too.
Concoction.
Yeah, just like the burrito. We have a lot of things like that. Hey, do you know what?
Fettuccine
actually. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scottish things that they say they're from somewhere else, but really not?
Well, Indian food is kind of mutated.
Oh, really?
Like, the vindaloo is a curry that's hotter than any Indian curry you would ever get.
Oh, really?
But it's under the guise of Indian food. And there's a Scottish dish called tikka masala. I believe it's Scottish. But you'd think it was Indian, but it's not.
It's not?
Just the same thing, really.
We have German chocolate cake. Uh-huh. Which is never served in Germany. They don't know what the hell it is.
Pizza is a very Americanized thing.
Well, it's been Americanized, at least when you get the thick kind. But also, fettuccine alfredo, I don't know if you ever heard of that. That's actually not Italian. That is an American concoction. It's actually it's the poor man's version of, what's that one Italian cheese? I think it's mascarpone cheese. It's like a mozzarella, but it's sweet. Uh-huh. It's like the poor man's white trash version of that. So there's a lot of things that, like, you know, like, oh, French dressing, of course. I don't know if you've ever seen French dressing. Do you guys have French dressing?
French fries.
Yeah. French fries.
Oh, freedom fries, if you don't mind.
And freedom kissing.
I do mind.
I love freedom kissing.
I do mind freedom fries.
Yeah, so do I.
I mind a lot.
So you didn't eat at the Dodger game. Have you eaten anything?
You have to have some
here?
Nachos before
or
you
leave. Have you just been eating apples the whole time?
I had similar. I had an Italian sausage sandwich.
Hot. Where was that?
Barney's Beanery, was it?
Oh, you went to Barney's? That place is great.
Yeah, it was rather loud.
The Hollywood one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Where is there another one?
There's another Barney's. Yeah.
There's one in Santa Monica?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think there's one in the Valley, too. Somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, that one, there's fun.
So that was my American dining experience.
That's good, because that has a total roadhouse diner kind of feel to it, you know? And it has a lot of really great American food there.
And the Swingers for breakfast.
Swingers.
Yeah, that's the name of the restaurant forever.
Right. It's on Beverly, right?
They have the...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And what did
Andy
you have?
Warhol wallpaper.
Had a marvelous jerk chicken omelette.
Jerk chicken omelette.
Yeah, it was okay.
That's weird. You know what jerk chicken is, right?
Sort of.
That's from Jamaica, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
I just can't seem to find any American original food. But whatever I try,
you didn't have any pancakes there? Anything?
No.
Oh.
Not doing very well.
American breakfasts are awesome, but I think they're kind of like, they're just like so much food, though, where you just, you need to be...
It was like early lunch, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Just couldn't see myself eating again.
Well, but you can say the same thing about a traditional British breakfast. I mean, it's a lot of food.
Oh, yeah. Lard fest.
Yeah. But I think they make those for American tourists. Is that true?
No, we eat them too.
Really? Okay.
I was at this place in there's this place in San Francisco called the Irish Bank, and they do a Irish breakfast, and it was like baked beans.
Yeah.
It was blood sausage.
Yeah, blood sausage.
Fried eggs.
I think we call that
black sausage.
Black pudding.
Black pudding, yeah.
Black pudding. Blood sausage. Yeah.
And I can't... It,
it was like coagulated blood.
It was coagulated blood, right?
Yeah.
Hi, we're blood sausage. This one's called...
Sorry. But it was awesome because we were eating that and drinking beer. It was perfect.
Yeah.
So that's the first time I had that kind of breakfast.
Baked beans is a traditionally British
oh
breakfast,
God.
Too. Baked beans and bacon, but British bacon, not American bacon.
Mm-hmm. Eggs. Oh, that's shameful, really.
Yeah. And fried tomato.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry now.
And potatoes. Yeah, I'm very hungry.
Okay, so I think it's your turn, John, isn't it?
Let's have a British breakfast right now. While you're eating your British breakfast, why don't you enjoy this tune from Garlands? It's myspace.com, GARLANDZ, Garlands, and we're doing track one.
Uh-huh.
And we're only doing one track. So we're going to hear track one on Garlands.
Okay.
They are from Hollywood,
California. Do we
want
to go somewhere off after that?
No, let's actually just do this one,
okay.
Because I only have one CD after this.
Okay, great. So this is Garlands. They're based where?
Hollywood, California.
So myspace.com/Garlands with a Z?
With a Z.
Okay. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
All right.
Oops. It starts off quietly, and it leaves us just as quietly. That was Garlands. What's the name of that track, John?
Full
circle. That was nice. What was the name of the track?
You're going to have to eject the CD in order for me to see that. It's not written on
the
thing.
I'll tell you. I don't. Is it right on here?
Yeah, it's Souvenir.
That's the name of the track?
The name of the track is Souvenir.
Great.
And they also gave a Souvenir remix, but we just played Souvenir.
Great. That was good.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you, Garlands.
You're
for,
welcome.
What's your MySpace page again? Is it myspace.com/garlands with a Z?
It is. G-A-R-L-A-N-D-Z. Garlands.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Well, I'm just going to admit it. Feels like a fucking Monday today, man. You're sick.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hungover, tired. I didn't get to bed till like 6 this morning.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really sleep.
I woke up. You know, I woke up at 3 in the morning with a horrific nightmare.
What happened?
It was like
was one of those
so
nightmares that was
scary.
Actually scary, and
yes.
Then you talk about it, it's not really, it doesn't sound scary?
No, it was scary.
Well, tell us.
And when I woke up, I like couldn't go back to sleep. It was so scary.
Okay.
I felt like a child. I totally felt like a child.
You look like a child. Graham's all, aw.
I know. He's all, aw.
Thank God we have someone sensitive in here, because it's not me, you or Jessica. We're all hard asses.
Now, my nightmare, when I woke up, what I could remember was I was like walking around somewhere, and there was this guy who was like a mass murderer, and I knew it. And I knew that what he did is he kidnapped people into his fallacious truck and then took him somewhere and killed them. And I was walking around, and I saw the truck coming. I was like, holy shit, he's picked me. And he grabbed me, and he threw me in the truck. And I'm like, that's it, I'm dead. And he started driving me off somewhere. And then some other stuff happened that I can't really remember. And then I woke up somehow like...
Right.
Yeah.
So
I was about to be murdered when I woke up, basically.
The fear and a dream. I have a lot of scary nightmares, and when
I
describe them to people, they don't sound scary at all.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had those?
This whole thing was like... this was like a film noir. The whole thing was like dark and like grainy and seedy. Like the whole... It played out like a film. It was really creepy.
Wow. I had a scary dream last week where this big, huge, obese woman bashed through a door, was coming at me. And I screamed myself awake. I was so scared of the dream. She was huge. And I don't know what I thought she was going to do. I think she was going to give me a hug or something. I don't know. But envelop me. Eat me. I don't know. But when I talk about it, it sounds scary. But I was scared.
You were a Twinkie
I screamed
in the dream. And that's why you were
afraid. Maybe.
When I woke up, I was literally like, am I dead yet? Where's the guy? Oh, I'm at home.
So when you say it was also, a film noir, do you mean it was that, like, was one of those dreams that was very vivid?
It was very vivid. It was very dark. It was very, just like, had a foreboding evil presence to it. Mm. And I would almost say it was like a grainy film.
You added some texture to it.
It had texture to it.
Now,
it did.
Graham, do people in Scotland dream?
Yeah, from time to time.
Because we have the American dream. What is the Scottish dream?
Yeah, what's the Scottish dream?
The American dream is to bomb people and pay a lot for oil.
The American dream is just to buy, own, consume.
Yeah, we're catching up too.
Oh, really? Oh, good. Yeah. So we've ruined you guys as well.
So your dream is to catch up to the American dream.
Oh, God.
I guess it's
I'm sorry.
Awesome. No,
I'm sorry we started that whole thing.
Good luck.
I'm sure there's a Scottish dream. It must be eating a sausage roll in the rain.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Something like that.
That sounds nice, actually.
No, now, there isn't any sort of like is Scottish independent movement, or are you guys all happy being part of the UK?
Oh, that's a whole kettle of fish. Yeah, maybe half of the people want to be independent, and maybe the other half don't really.
But economic, can Scotland stand on its own?
Well, people give you misleading things about it. I don't really know the whole picture, but there's oil in the North Sea, and some Scottish people claim it, and then others say that's a bit of a silly thing to say, so I don't really know.
Uh-huh.
But most people don't really want to have a queen, so that's part of it.
The queen thing to me is just insane.
Yeah.
Like Canada still kind of looks to her. It's just to me, maybe that's very American of me, because our history is breaking away from the monarchy. And
Canada
the
just kind of slipped away, you know.
Yeah, but it's just so, that whole concept of monarchy is so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, and if you actually become a Canadian citizen, I found this out, to become a Canadian citizen, you do have to pledge an oath to the Queen.
Fuck that.
Isn't that crazy?
Seriously, that just goes against all fiber of...
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's a nice woman.
There's a big argument.
Nothing against her personally.
And she doesn't really have a lot of political power anymore. I mean, you know, people still listen to her.
I think it's one of those things where it's pulling the strings behind the scenes kind of thing. She has pull.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she has pull, but she's, you know...
What were you going to say, Graham?
As
being under the monarchy of the
right,
queen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's that like?
What's she like?
They make a big case about the tourism factor. I mean, people want to flock around and see the palace and that kind of stuff, but
she can see it as a museum.
But you know, they could build other stuff that they could go see.
Yeah.
We'll build stuff for you. We'll give you an amusement park.
Disneyland.
We'll give you gun stores. We'll give you liquor stores. We'll take care of you over there.
We've tried that. Did you ever hear of the Millennium Dome?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're trying to build new things.
For Euro people. Disney too, right? In France.
Yeah, oh, that's France. Yeah, but did that bomb? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that went over.
It's
very
having
well.
A hard time.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been to the Euro Disney? Have you?
No.
You've been to France. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to France a few times. I'm not a big Disney man though. That's yeah. What said.
Yeah.
We're not either. It's just kind of funny. Aren't they building one in Beijing?
I think
or
I heard
China?
Something about
which seems really
they were going to do something in China. Yeah.
Walt Disney's rolling in his grave.
Yeah,
he's going to be the second coming. The second coming of Walt Disney.
I don't know. Walt Disney's probably counting his money in his grave.
I don't know. I think he's frozen, isn't he? No, he's not frozen.
All right. No, no
yeah, his head yeah, is yeah. frozen, and no, a little bit of Walt Disney crazy. Is in every Disney pot. I'm sorry.
Have you ever been to his? Have you ever been to his grave in Forest Lawn?
No.
He's buried.
Oh, he's right here. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
He's in Forest Lawn. Have you heard of Forest Lawn, Graham?
No.
It's actually a chain of...
A chain graveyard?
Yes.
That's the American dream for me.
We have a lot of those, actually.
There's actually a lot in Southern California.
Yeah.
Serious?
And what's crazy about them is it's that typical American fakery.
Uh-huh. It's like the fast food of
So if you go to the Forest Lawn in... it's the one in the Hollywood Hills. They have all this like recreation of buildings from the bicentennial or the beginnings of this country, like Independence Hall and all that kind of crap. So it's weird stuff like that. They have this stained glass window of Michelangelo's The Last Supper, okay. And it's this whole automatic presentation done like,
this is Michelangelo's The Last Supper.
And the guy even does an Italian accent when talking about the person who made it and all this kind of stuff. It's crazy. Jimmy. You know, like typical American automatic stuff. I'm boring Graham, so I think we should go to music. You look like you're about to cry right now.
I think he fell asleep there for a moment.
I think you're about to.
I was right there in the graveyard scene.
Oh, you know what graveyard you have to go to? You have to go to the Hollywood Cemetery.
Hollywood Forever. Hollywood Forever.
Hollywood Forever is... Yes. Are you into old Hollywood movies at all?
They play really old Hollywood movies...
First of all, let's talk about the cemetery.
In the cemetery.
Yeah. Now, the Hollywood Cemetery is old cemetery that's, I guess, old by Hollywood standards, but a lot of very famous Hollywood people are buried there.
Mm-hmm.
But they also do a lot of events there now. Like, they do film screenings.
Right.
You so literally, like, chance, sit on top cool. of graves and
might
watch
might be great
film
to
screenings.
Take some publicity photos out there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So bizarre.
Or maybe watch a film if they have one playing.
Well, it just started. The season just started. It's called Cinespia.
Uh-huh.
And I know it just started because a friend of mine emailed me about it.
I think they're pretty often.
It's,
they're
there's like a grassy area of the cemetery where there's no grave markers. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like people go and they picnic.
To get there, though, you kind of trample over graves, which is kind of weird.
You don't trample.
People end up doing it. Yeah, people end up walking all over that graveyard during the film.
But that's
screens.
Normal with any graveyard.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, but what they do is they project movies on the side of this mausoleum with sound, and it's outdoors and stuff. It's really cool.
It's really interesting. If you can catch a good horror movie there, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
but
like a zombie
Hollywood
movie
stuff.
Or something.
So yeah. we should go to music. I'm sorry to interrupt this conversation, but I'm concerned about time. We have an artist by the name of Julian Alexander. His MySpace page is myspace.com/thejulianalexander. He's based here in Los Angeles. This song called Long Time Coming. It's featuring, I think on vocals, Erica D. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Yes. Yeah. Hear me out. Listen. Hey, yo, check it out. Metaphysical persona got me shaking and breaking and seeping in a coma. I can't even picture the moment as if I was a component of a particle kind of taking it to the quadrant and sent me for my sub-opponent. You make it all worthwhile when I see your smile. Smoking like a black of mild, take it from me so keen. Stable like a balanced beam and my thoughts are below my nerves to be curved like a curve. So insert my literature. I'll hang on to your every word and bow down to her. Because a goddess of queens progress me like a machine. Perform a task on behalf of past has telling me I can't pass until I drink the last glass. I found you, my silence all around you. If I were to get in those jeans, will it really seem pristine and dream and be supreme for my seat in your stance? I finally get the chance to get your lips and hold your hand. Damn, yeah.
Oh boy, there's something about you I just can't describe.
In a moment,
it seems I found in you the true meaning of a life.
conversation wove on the tone of a stereo, pointing to a video and a broadcast show, uploading a podcast to show the earth the woman that I've been longing to be with from the moment that we met. I have a little secret. If I told you then I knew you before you knew me, this to me is destiny. That we meet in dreams with romantic scenes that feel and seem like reality. Kissing your frail cheeks seems like a manicure, but I really want to be pure and cure my heart from the sores. I pour my soul into your pores. Will you do me what's more before we jam my words like it's a chore? Before I finish the core, I'm soaring to a persona that you adore. Once more, I want you in my procure. So sure, I feel like that I'm on tour. Deja vu, I've seen it before. Let's come together, form a core. Damn, yeah.
Oh boy, there's something about you I just can't describe. I found in you the true meaning of a life.
What's going on these days? Things turn blue. I've lost everything, even my group. Now I'm left without a crew, like everything seemed to get cooped. I'm sitting here with a gun and ready to shoot. A gun pointed somewhere and I'm about to hoot. It's on someone's head, but should I shoot myself instead? Hey, yo, let me check, would it even get me anywhere? Or just over there, behind bars where I'm despair. And I don't care, yo, what happens when I've left. Go ahead and call it what you want, yo, call it a theft. You said I took all your hearts and there ain't nothing next. But you can't fret, you call it right upon yourself. From the day I became one way, I got the wall. So fuck you, yo, yeah, for feeling so damn great. You will never change, that's something they all say. And even if it does, I'm gone, yo, it's just too late. I stayed up late at night, feeling my mind just ignite. My left hand on the nine, trigger finger line, now unwind. Midiyad, con carrega, mema jangu, con nueva. My left hand's on the nine, trigger finger line, now unwind. Stayed up late at night, feeling my mind just ignite. My right hand in the sky, middle finger high, till the day I die. Midiyad, con carrega, mema jau, con nuega. My right hand in the sky, middle finger high, till the day I die. And all this shit is just leaving me sleep deprived. There's so much in my life, it's just too much to hide. I get the feeling that every time I write, this is the only way to release what's inside. Wake up in the morning and it's a new fight, man. It's a new day, but I was restless all night. And I don't think I'm in a position to be making wise decisions. I failed in life, so now I'm on a new mission. I started myself, but I'm losing to the opposition. They say that if you believe in God, he'll believe in your vision. But where has he been for the last 23 of my existence? I've had one vision, but that's of a distance. And I don't need it all like Warren G. But why are you making me fall to the third degree? Giving me hope and then squeezing the ease, man. I'ma give up now like a coward and fragile tree. I stayed up late at night, feeling my mind just ignite. My left hand on the nine, trigger finger line, now unwind. Midiyad, con carrega, mema jangu, con nueva. My left hand's on the nine, trigger finger line, now unwind. I stayed up late at night, feeling my mind just ignite. My right hand in the sky, middle finger high, till the day I die. Midiyad, con carrega, mema jangu, con nueva. My right hand's in the sky, middle finger high, till the day I die.
And we're back. Welcome back. That was an artist by the name of VJ, based here in Los Angeles. That was a set all about Los Angeles. That track was Fueling My Mind. We've played him before, way back when. I think like when we first started the show, March or April, maybe May of last year. And he submitted again. And he's actually going to be at a Hear Hear event that we're going to be doing. I think it's July's Hear Hear event.
Yeah.
So his MySpace page is, I'm going to spell it out for you, but it's, I'm going to see if I can pronounce this right. It's myspace.com/Vishal Javeri. That's V as in Victor, I S as in Sam, H A L as in Larry, I J H A V as in Victor, E R I. Again, myspace.com/Vishal Javeri. And that track was Fooling My Mind. Before that, we heard Julian Alexander. He submitted to the show before. I like his music a lot. I'm trying to get him to do a Hear Hear event for us, but I think he's out of town this summer, so we'll see, maybe in the fall. But his MySpace page is myspace.com/TheJulianAlexander. That track was Long Time Coming featuring Erica D. And we are back. So, Graham, what are you doing for the rest of the day?
What are you doing?
I'm going
to go to the supermarket,
dude,
right? And check out the weird American food?
Yeah, I'm going to try and track down some spray cheese.
Excellent.
Yes.
On your recommendation, of course.
Yes. Of course. And, you're not actually going to eat it, though, are you?
I don't know. I might just paint or something.
Yeah, please, it's better to just spray please. People than to eat
it. Oh, yeah. He's Scottish. He's put worse things in his mouth. He can eat the spray
cheese. Scotch egg.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I've never eaten a Scotch egg.
Really?
Wow.
I never have.
Well, what's some nasty stuff you've eaten? Let's all share.
Well, I'm a bit of a football fan, and by that I mean soccer.
Right. the real football, yeah.
Did you hear how passive aggressive he was?
Yeah, I did. I did. That's what I was saying.
Condescending little pissant. Go on. Imagine I treat you, Graham, if I didn't like you. Go on.
So, anyway, at these football matches,
so
just,
we guys eat
just like at the baseball, although, you know, at the baseball, there's a fantastic array of every kind of food. At the football, you can get a pie. And maybe
as in like a meat
apple?
Pie?
Yeah. No. I mean a meat. And a meat is going to have to be in quote marks there.
What?
A meat pie.
A meat pie, yeah.
Yeah?
Meat pie.
Meat is a
so you get
really
the whole pie or get a slice? Or is it an individual pie?
No, just a little pie, you know? And it's a really strange substance inside.
See, in America, we think of a pie. We think of a whole giant pie.
Yeah.
Well, also, did you notice
we don't
like this for little?
Portions.
I'm like, that is little.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe.
This is the American little.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that too? How serving sizes are so much huger here?
Oh, yeah. I have to try not to eat everything.
We like big stuff here.
I'm going to need 2 seats.
We like our stuff.
I mean, look at this coffee I got. I mean, God, did I really need 24 ounces of coffee?
And that's the micro version.
That's the largest one they have. I'm going, why don't they have a larger one? Stupid.
So, yeah, I have to try and not eat good. Everything.
Have you gotten a big gulp since you were here?
I what, sorry?
A big gulp. It's like a giant.
It's just a huge.
It's a huge
like
thing for soda.
You could get 32 ounces. Well, remember when they used to have only 32 ounces, and now they have like
64 ounces.
Is it up to 64
ounces.
Wait, ounces isn't metric, is it? So you know what the hell we're talking about.
I saw a TV ad last night.
64 ounces is half a gallon, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because 128 is a gallon, right?
Yeah, 64 ounces.
And
it's refillable.
That's 4 pints in my life.
So after you drink it, you can refill it.
That's crazy, man.
Over and over and over again.
No, yeah. I won't be needing any of those.
Yeah, you seem pretty
we'll
healthy.
Get you one of those and some spray cheese. You'll be all set.
Oh, you know, that sounds like a great night in.
Yes, party. Cool. So you're going to the supermarket after this. Boy, exciting.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
God.
We're going to watch the Pipettes tonight.
What?
An English band, are they?
Yeah.
From Brighton and Sussex. I think.
Where are they?
Where are they playing?
The Troubadour.
Oh, okay. You haven't been there yet, right?
I haven't been there, no.
That's a good place. That's very well known. It's been there a long time.
These guys have played there a few times, so
cool.
Maybe I'll end up there next year, but
nice.
I haven't been yet. So.
Good, cool. All right.
Looking forward to that, yes.
And Jessica, are you going to go?
Yeah.
Now, will you talk when you go there?
No.
Sorry about that.
I want to like you, Jessica, but I can't, all right? I really want to like you, but I can't, all right? I'm always suspicious.
The thing is, Mark, when you're not in the room, she talks like crazy. So
that's
I don't
weird.
Know if it's just like...
I'm always suspicious about the quiet ones. So, this is it. We got one more set to go and we're done, right?
Yeah, we have one more CD here to play.
Oh, you have more? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But it's your turn. So then I have a set too. So let's end this show on time because we also have the re-webcast of Standing Room Only.
That's right, yeah.
Now, is it always going to be the show from the previous Friday?
What it's going to be is it's going to be 2 hours, and the first hour will always be the show from the previous Friday, and the next hour will always be one of the best of Standing Room Only from the last 5 years. So it should be
good. After here today, at the top of the hour, that would be 4 o'clock p.m. here, mm-hmm. Pacific time. We'll have the two rewebcasts of Standing Room Only, which normally webcasts on Fridays. Is
live.
It 8 to 9?
Yeah, live on Fridays, 8 to 9 p.m.
Hosted by
that guy, John
that
Daly.
That guy right
He's
there that I'm pointing at, John
He's
Daly,
genius.
The genius, yes.
He's very, very talented man. John
so
Daly.
Who are we going to play now?
Used Alien Mind. The album is The Placement Aside, and we're going to listen to two tracks here. We're going to listen to Splashes of Color. And Your Sad Eyes here
Great.
On here on killradio.org.
Sounds like this. Thank you.
Being around you, I feel alright.
So that was Used Alien Mind, A Placement Aside.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And we got 4 minutes to go, and I got one more set, so let's go right to it.
Perfect.
This is an artist by the name of Shadrach. Shadrach and the Greedy Souls, based in Los Angeles. We had a lot of Los Angeles bands today. So we got two tracks. This first one's called The Landlord. The second one's called American Jesus. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Shadrach, the Greedy Souls, and that's Shadwrak. And then The Greedy Souls, all one word. Shadrach and The Greedy Souls, myspace.com. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Next door, she heard it from Godhood, heard it all before. Your house is full, from the ceiling to the floor. You had it all, and you only wanted more. So go ahead, run away forever, 'cause you ain't pretty, babe, and God knows you ain't clever. Don't you know that the landlord lives above you, and he's asking for the rent? His face is white, his eyes are blue. You're as dark as night, and he's alive inside of you. All of his children are born with knives. We only get one chance to breathe in this life. Go ahead and run away forever, 'cause you ain't pretty, babe, and God knows you ain't clever. Don't you know that the landlord lives above you, and he's asking for the rent? And we're always getting lost. If we'd open up our eyes one time, we'd do the math and know the cost. So go ahead, so clever. Don't you know that the landlord lives above you? He's making all
is making love up inside you. And he's asking for real. Yeah, he's asking for real. Yeah, he's asking for real.
Oh, that was a good show today.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on guest hosting again.
Thank you. And I also want to thank Graeme and Jessica for joining us today.
Well, it was certainly my pleasure.
Thanks for
Graeme, your name is hardcore Scottish, isn't it?
Kind of. Yeah.
Graeme Ramsey. I remember when I first saw him, like, fuck, that's a hardcore Scottish name. That's not like one of those fucking around names.
He's not messing around, yeah.
There's no British in that name at all.
No, I don't know. I think the name is really just a Gaelic, or a Gaelic, you might say, corruption of an English name.
Oh, really?
Just a bit more lame than it
is. Oh, that's true, because I guess Graham. G-R-A-H-A-M.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
I think that just comes from the name of a town.
What'd you say?
The name of a town, I think. That's just where it comes from.
Uh-huh.
So,
do you come from a long line of Ramses? I mean, is there a lot of you?
I only know two generations back. I don't think anyone's very important. Oh. No one interested, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you guys are going to go to the supermarket now and look for spray cheese?
Spray cheese for me.
Yay!
All right.
That's good. When I archive the show and you see it on the archive today, I'm gonna that's going to be the title of the episode, spray cheese. It has to be. Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, you know what I didn't do? I didn't write down the bands.
And did you just put them all away?
No. We're going to try to piece together thanking all the bands. This is what we always do. Why don't you read these, and I'll read the MP3s. Shoot. Normally I write down as we do it, so we thank all the bands afterwards. Why don't you start, John?
Okay, so we'd like to thank William C. Harrington, Nuclear Menace, and Used Alien Mind, and Rick Vita, Loves You. We had Garland on the show after that, Souvenir. Do we have a couple more CDs?
Don't forget Airbag Killex.
I have that CD. I set that CD aside because I wanted to take it home. I thought it was really good. So Airbag Killex from Verona.
Thanks.
Also submitted MP3s. We want to thank Shadrach, VJ, Julian Alexander, Sophia Talvik, Jerry in the Suits, Model Turns Pale, Big Nasty, National Sunday Law, No Fixed Abode, and also, of course, Graham Ramsey, who submitted on the spot today.
Yes.
Big fan of overmodulation, crunchy, fuzzy ampage.
We call that Scottish crunch rock, I believe.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's a redundancy, though, isn't it? Because there's a big scene of that right now in Scotland right now, right?
There could be.
Oh, no, actually, you're starting the big scene.
Maybe, yeah.
Crunch rock.
Exactly.
I hope so.
So, John, I want to thank you so much for co-hosting today with John Hirschfield, the normal DJ. Abnormal DJ, perhaps, that is now celebrating his honeymoon in Europe. Why would anyone go to Europe on their honeymoon? How embarrassing. God. Oh, sorry, Graham. Sorry, I forgot you were here. Sorry.
Yeah.
And now that we've alienated our guests, we will say goodnight.
Yeah. I'm not done here, though. So thank you so much. This show will be available for podcast later today. Just go to killradio.org. You'll see it there. You'll also see it linked on our MySpace page, which is myspace.com /here_here. That's /HEAR_HERE. Thank you so much.